Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. As we begin another week, we ask that we may always seek to know you, love you, and serve you more and more each and every day. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, you know, usually I like to focus on the first reading, just because it's, you know, especially if it comes from the Old Testament, because there are just always these interesting little stories and interesting little things there. But and today's gospel comes from the 12th chapter of Matthew, and it has an interesting thing that's always important to look into. What is it all about? Why is this here? And what it is that the Pharisees say to the Lord that they want to see a sign for, you know, as proof of who he is. Now, here's the reason why the sign that they're asking for, which Jesus says no to, why that whole conversation is so important. First of all, they have seen signs and they disagreed with his signs. For example, if he healed someone on the Sabbath, they would reject that. But there were other signs that they would hear about. There were other signs that they saw. I remember when he healed someone, he'd say, go to the priest and tell them that you've been healed. So all of that is there already. But if you add on top of that, there are many people, especially within the charismatic renewal, that will look upon signs. And the Lord gave us signs to show other people of his great power and his glory. However, we have to understand it within context. I remember I was with a meeting of people in a parish, which has since closed, but they wanted to find a way to build up the parish, and their whole focus was on signs. So they wanted to bring, at that point, a famous priest who did a lot of healing. You'd recognize his name if I told you his name, but I'm keeping names out of this. And he would have been great. He would have been very good priest in doing these things. However, that's the point. If we use signs to attract people in, then what do you do the next day? And it's really about conversion of heart. So signs are okay. Signs are okay to let people know, hey, the power of the Lord is here. But if you're looking to really bring strong conversion, your next question is, well, what about the next day? And here's the reason why this is important. When the Pharisees are looking for signs, they're doing something that is very common in any time of place where people are saying, you know, the Lord is challenging us and we want to see signs that acknowledge that he is who he claims to be. That's what they will say. What are they actually saying? I will believe on my terms. If you do a sign, then I will believe. But I'm not going to believe in you until you do a sign. That means they're not believing any of his challenging words, which are rooted right in the scriptures. Most of what Jesus said came out of the book of Deuteronomy, and the Pharisees would have known it extremely well. So they're going to do signs. They're looking for him to do signs because they're not listening to what he has to say. And he makes an interesting perspective where he talks about in the same reading, and you can look it up in your the missal that you use when you follow along the readings, whether it's bible.usccb.org or whether it's something like Magnificat or something else. You can see that Jesus then right away brings the message of Jonah, and he says Jonah was 3 days in the whale, in the 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, so will the Son of Man be. But then he says the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, well, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Okay, but here's something. Jonah gave no signs. There were no other signs except for the fact that he was in a whale for 3 days, but that doesn't mean that they necessarily knew it. But Jonah gave no signs. What he did was preach to the people of Nineveh, who were considered an intensely evil race at the time, people who at that point Israel despised. And of course, Nineveh is today in modern day Iraq, they despised the Ninevites because the Ninevites would have been great warriors and they would have fought Israel. And so they despised them intensely, but they were so intensely warlike that even they had to be called to repentance. And Jonah preaches to them and they repent immediately. They realized just how they had gone off the rails and they repented. But there were no signs besides the fact that he was 3 days in the belly of a whale. So what does that say about this? What the Pharisees are saying is, I will believe in Jesus when he shows us a sign. That means they're not believing in any of the words he is saying to call them to repentance, even though they know his words are accurate. They know they are based in the Old Testament. They know they are true. And so what they're actually doing, which is always a mistake, is saying, I will believe the words of Jesus when he makes a sign, which means I will believe in him on my terms. Until he's going along on my terms, I will not believe him, which means I will not open my heart to repentance. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, that connects you to the parish. You can also, you have a standing invitation to come to worship at our parish at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. You can also find us at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And don't forget, you can check out the website to hear more of the radio show. If you miss the radio show on the air, you can hear it from our website. You can also hear it in your favorite podcast platform, and that's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And sign up for our Substack newsletter, where you'll get homilies and other material. You know, I just sent out as part of that newsletter why confession is so important from a spiritual perspective. So you can see all that there. CatholicAudioMedia.com, and through that you connect to the parish, or you can go directly to stanthonyalston.org. So anyway, we're talking about that powerful moment where the Pharisees are saying, basically, I will believe in Jesus when he shows me a sign, even though the signs have always been there. And what are they saying? I will believe in Jesus when he goes with it, when he is doing what I want him to do, which means I will believe in him on my terms. And we have people say that within the church a lot. I will believe in the Catholic Church when they change their teachings. I will believe in the Catholic Church when they ordain women. I will believe in the Catholic Church when X, Y, and Z. And I've gotten all of that at different parts of my life. People literally saying to me, I will never walk into another Catholic church until they ordain women. I had a situation one time where I went to a Christmas party and someone introduced someone to me. And literally the first thing the person said to me was, I will never walk into a Catholic church until they ordain women. And I just responded, and Merry Christmas to you too. And you know, people may say, well, why doesn't the Catholic Church ordain women? Because people will say they look upon women as a second-class citizen, and I go, oh, hardly is that true. People don't understand that. But when they say that I will not go into a Catholic church until they ordain women, they're saying I will go into a Catholic church when it is on my terms. Well, here's the thing. The role of women in the church, you got to realize the church is a huge church. It's a worldwide church. And so the role of women in the church should be very, very large, and is in most other countries outside of North America. Did you know that? If you go to South America, you go to Africa. I haven't been to Asia. Well, I haven't been to a Catholic church in Asia. I've been to Japan and Hong Kong, but that was a long time ago, and I wasn't in the Catholic church at the time. But I've been to South America, and I know African communities and all. And you will learn very quickly that the women have an intensely powerful role. One of the things I haven't been able to do at my parish, because I don't have a large enough community to do this, and I'd like to, that's why I'm always saying to help build up the community. And if you're listening to this, you may be interested in what I'm about to say, is whenever I do, like for a sick call, I like to go, say for example, I'm called to the hospital, which I was called the other night, and I'm called to the hospital. Well, I like to go with also myself and another person, which isn't always practical, but has been in other places, and preferably a woman. Why? Because you have the male and female perspective instead of just me. And so there's the pastoral perspective that the woman brings, and then there is my perspective, the sacramental. And granted, I'm called to put that together, but I don't have to. If we have a team of a woman and a man working together, which is the way it should be, then what you see is a team doing this together. And then I'll do the sacramental aspect as the woman helps with the pastoral aspect, and it is a better way of doing things. And I've done that in many the other parishes, and I'd love to be able to do that here. That's an important concept. So I come from a background where the women have a very powerful role, and that's something that a lot of North Americans do not understand, but it is very real. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.